If you keep telling yourself that it's not the right time, but then your frustration, your angst, your lack of confidence, all of that other stuff starts to become greater than it's not the right time, you have to give yourself the permission to have the awareness to start listening to yourself. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about something that I think a lot of online entrepreneurs, content creators, coaches grapple with. And it is this question, if you will, of, is it too late to build a successful online brand and consistently make money from it compared to the earlier pioneers? And it's a good question, and it's a juicy one, and I've got a lot to share here. So with this question today, we are going to be exploring really this evolving digital landscape and all of the untapped opportunities that are still there, and how you can actually more than succeed in today's dynamic environment. And so with that, let's get started. Okay, my friends, today we are diving into this idea of, is it too late to build a successful online brand and make money from it compared to the earlier years, compared to the people that have already done it? So I first want to start by looking back at the evolution of online entrepreneurship, right? While early adopters did have a head start, and even the ones before me, and to kind of remind you, if you don't know, I kind of got into the online space in 2016. And I even remember thinking back then, like, am I too late? And so I think that it's always just a common fact to know that the people that came before you, no matter if you started today or back in 2016 when I started, or back in 2008, you know, while early adopters do have a little bit of a head start, I feel like that the online space and the growth continues to create new avenues for success. And I'll give you an example. Social media platforms. Back in 2008, Instagram didn't even exist. Facebook looked way different than it does now. Twitter was at its early inception. And so even though there might have been people that were starting back then, and you could say, like, man, did they get a head start? They were still very limited when it came to the avenues for success that we actually get to have now. So social media platforms have been, you know, a huge wave of how we can tap in. E-commerce and the way that that has changed and evolved. And of course, just other emerging technologies and apps and softwares and systems that provide really fresh possibilities for those today who are ready to seize them. And so I really want you all, if you've ever kind of grappled with this question, or if you've ever thought with yourself, like, is it too late for me? I want you to remember that you have opportunities and possibilities in front of you that no one else has really been able to have in the way in which you get to dive into them today. You also have an understanding for things like social media platforms and how they work and how the algorithm works and e-commerce and things like that, that the early adopters didn't have an understanding of. And so it's really about using the evolution of the online landscape for you as a benefit, instead of constantly falling into this belief or mindset or comparison trap that it's somehow not here to serve you because you might have started not as early as people before you. So I think that it's a mindset shift of really seeing the possibilities that are here. Now, another thing is really about the niche discovery of untapped markets. When you allow yourself to find your unique niche, and really, as we know, that is the key to standing out in a crowded online space, that is going to set you apart more than anything else. Finding your unique thing is really that key. And by offering your distinctive perspective, you can start carving your own path and tap into previously unexplored markets just by really showing up and sharing your distinctive perspective on something. And you have to remember that success often comes from approaching very familiar topics with a fresh twist, or approaching very familiar things with a fresh twist. And I'll give you another example. Walk down any bread aisle today, and you will see companies and people that are approaching something as old as bread, right? Thousands of years old, with a fresh twist. You know, whether that's paleo, keto, vegan, gluten-free, you name it, they're still having success. And that's why you can walk down any bread aisle and you can see so many variations, so many varieties of the same flipping thing doing really, really well. So again, you have to, and this is a mindset shift, you have to allow yourself to get out of that stinking thinking that it can't work for you, or it's not possible for you, or it's not the right time for you. And instead, use all of that beautiful, brilliant brain power that you have on starting to figure out what is your distinct perspective. How do you want to take something that may be familiar, whether that's a topic or an idea or an actual offer, and create a fresh twist on it? How are you going to be doing that? Now, the next thing is about adapting to the current digital climate. It is essential to stay current and adapt to the changing digital landscape. And that's where things like my programs and my free trainings and my guides and my playbooks and all of the stuff that I offer, whether it's free or behind a paywall, comes in. Because what I do and how I show up to serve, it really is designed to equip you with the latest tools and insights and really ensuring that you're well prepared to navigate the online world today. That is why I create my programs like Pitch It Perfect. That is exactly why I created my program, The Brand Accelerator, that is coming out later this month. And so you have to remember that countless success stories continue to emerge, proving that it's never too late for you to embark on your journey. So some quick kind of tips, if you will. The first thing that I want to remind you of is to embrace change. Just do not be afraid to adapt and learn a new skill set as this landscape evolves. Do not be afraid to ask yourself, what new can I learn here? How can I approach this differently? Maybe there's a concept or a thought process or some idea that I may not be looking at in the way that I could. And what kind of support or helps or tips could I start calling into my life and business to help me embrace that change more? The other thing is about knowing how to research trends effectively, staying informed about the latest trends and technologies, and to really identify emerging opportunities. And I know that a lot of you have a hard time with this. You're like, I don't know what to research. I don't know where to go, which again is why in my new course, The Brand Accelerator, that I'm going to be sharing more about later this month, I dive deep into a lot of this. I know how overwhelming it can be, but I also know how important it is. And so how are we actually looking for insights and trends and data that actually serve us and help us start really starting to embrace that change more? And how can we use that to our benefit? And so if you haven't gotten the support in that, I want you again, just to start thinking bigger about how the data, the trends, and the insights can work for you, instead of always kind of thinking like it's this negative thing, like the algorithm is this negative thing and I can't figure it out. Well, what can you focus on? What can you figure out? And then of course, it's really about, I think, emphasizing your uniqueness. Your individuality is your strength. No one else has it but you. And the more that you allow yourself to leverage it, to create a standout online presence, the more success that you're going to see. And this just goes back to my analogy that I used earlier about the bread aisle. You know, everybody and their dog could be making bread, but how are you making it? How are you making it in terms of the way it tastes, the ingredients that are in it, the packaging, the name, the logo, the look, the feel, how you message it, how you market it? What's the story behind your desire and your passion for wanting to create that bread? That is what is going to make you stand out. It's not the bread. It's the uniqueness. It's the individuality that comes together with the initial idea that you have in the first place. And so those are some quick tips that I want to share with you. And I also want to dive in before we wrap up today about this other idea that comes from this thought process of, is it too late for me? And if you're saying, okay, Julie, so I get it. I get that it may not be too late for me to build a successful online brand and make money from it compared to maybe the people that came before me, but how do I know if it's the right time? I'm busy. I'm a mom. I've got a full-time job. This fall season is always crazy with the kids' schedule. I don't really think this is the right time. And so I get this question a lot. People keep pushing off their dreams. They keep pushing off their passions. They keep pushing off what they're really wanting to do because they keep telling themselves it's not the right time. And so I want to walk you through really quickly that if you've ever also kind of come across this, to really start giving you signs, if you will. These are a few signs that I have experienced in my own growth journey that I knew it was the right time. Even if I was telling myself it wasn't, these are the signs that came up for me that told me, okay, maybe it is the right time and maybe I need to stop resisting it. The first sign is that, and this is for my own life and for you too, if your business or your job frustration, if you will, starts to leak into other parts of your life, you start feeling overwhelmed and you start feeling scattered beyond what I call the norm, that is when you know that it is time to start investing in what it is that you want. Your business, your growth, a coach, a program, success, whatever that looks like for you. And the reason why is that irritability that you start having, that frustration, that angst that you start having, it starts to affect how you actually perform. It starts to affect how you show up. It starts to affect your confidence. It starts to affect your relationships. And it can start to get very dark and murky really fast. And so a lot of times you want to do something about it, but then you tell yourself, well, it's not the right time. And you start listing all of these reasons, right? All of these reasons why it's not the right time. And before you know it, a month has passed, 3 months has passed, a year has passed, and you're miserable. You're absolutely miserable. And you're burnt out and you're exhausted. And you start to think like, how did I get here? Like, I know that I'm smart. I know I'm freaking brilliant. I know that I'm sophisticated. I know that I want to do this and I have the passion for it, but it's like I keep running away from what I want instead of running to it. And I think that most of the women in my community that I work with say that their dissatisfaction with how they're showing up was kind of one thing, right? And like the excuses and, oh, it's not the right time. And maybe that kind of hurts a little bit, but it's fine. I can do it later. But once it started to affect everything else in their life, their home life, their belief systems, their abilities, they knew that it was time to seek outside guidance and support. And so that's what I think is like a really big telltale sign, is that if you keep telling yourself that it's not the right time, but then your frustration, your angst, your lack of confidence, all of that other stuff starts to become greater than it's not the right time, you have to give yourself the permission to have the awareness to start listening to yourself, start watching yourself, start hearing what you're saying in your brain to yourself day in and day out. And that will be a surefire way to help you know if it's the right time for you to go all in on what it is that you want to do. The other telltale sign, and this was huge for me when I first started, and I've talked to a lot of you actually very recently that have had this problem too. It's this idea where you seem to know how to make it work for other people, but when it comes to your own business, you lack a clear vision and you can't get the work done. It's kind of like that old analogy, the cobbler's son has no shoes. Like, I've had so many of you come to me and say, you know, Julie, when it comes to like, you know, helping somebody else grow on social media, or when it comes to coaching this person this way, or when it comes to building an online brand or creating content, like I can help other people figure it out. But when it comes to me, like, I can't do it. I can't get it to work. And I think what really happens here, it's more about this feeling of uncertainty. It's more about this feeling of, what if I get it wrong? Or what if I'm not good enough? Or what if I do it, but I don't do it as well as her? And I think that that idea and what ends up happening is that it keeps us in the analysis paralysis instead of putting us into action. And I have coached so many women through this now, and I've really seen that if it comes to this way that you feel like more often than not, that you have found that most people are getting ahead of you, or that you can figure things out really easily when it's not your business, but when it comes to your own, you just feel lost. That is most of the time more of a confidence piece and a fear piece than it is an actual ability piece. And I think the best way to get out of this notion is just to allow yourself to be human. Allow yourself to make mistakes. Allow yourself to just try. Because if you're not taking any action at all, you're never going to know. But if you allow yourself to test something out, to try something out, to make a mistake, then you're going to be able to find that out a lot quicker. And you can't do those things unless you give yourself the permission, the time to make it happen. So if you keep telling yourself that it's not the right time to XYZ, then you're never going to get out of the analysis paralysis. You're going to stay in that thought process instead of the action and the movement, and you're not going to actually start to deliver on what it is that you say that you want. So if you're somebody that is telling yourself right now, okay, I am able to seem to somehow make this work for other people, but I can't get it to work for me, that is a surefire sign that your time is now to start really making some different shifts, some different actions from some different habits to get a new reality, which then lends to the next telltale sign that it is time for you now to go all in on what you want. And that is that your habits do not support your goals. I'm going to say that again. Your habits do not support your goals. So you may be clear on what your goals are. You may be clear on what you say you want. You may be clear on what you say is that dream vision, that dream outcome that you want to have, but you choose to continue to make very self-destructive or complacent decisions that keep you tied to the habits that don't support your goals. You keep going back to that old story that no longer serves you. You know, that story like, it's not the right time. I'll have to wait till the next season. Maybe once I pay off this thing, maybe once the kids graduate, maybe once this, maybe once I get all my stuff figured out, then I'll be ready. It's like, I know that you're going to help me figure out my brand, Julie, but maybe I need to figure out my brand first before I get ready. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that. And it's just that old crappy story that has the payoff of you not taking action because, again, you're scared, right? Like, perhaps it allows you to continue to justify behaviors that aren't serving you. Perhaps it allows you to not take ownership over what you say it is that you want. Perhaps it allows you just to continue to stay small and not really show up because you're afraid. And I get it. That's common, right? But is the fear driving the ship or are you driving the ship? And this is where awareness and commitment has to come into play. Because if you're being really honest with yourself and you feel like you may lack a true commitment so far to really making your dreams a reality, that is a massive sign that the time is now to go all in. The time is now to get what you want. The time is now to hire the coach, invest in the course, you know, finally dive into that system or that software that you've invested in. The time is now. And I get that sometimes our passions, our dreams, our visions may feel so big that it can actually become paralyzing, but that's even more of the reason why you need help. You need accountability in taking the small steps to reach the bigger goal. And you telling yourself that now is not the time is not getting you there. Like, I've had plenty of students who have come to me with this problem that, you know, it's this dream that they have, this desire that they have, but then actually how they're showing up day to day is not reflective of that. And it's very common. It leaves you feeling overwhelmed. It leaves you feeling in that analysis paralysis. It leaves you feeling like you don't know how to make it happen. But that's not true. It's just the fear. And all of these fears require really big mindset shifts that most people can do. They just need the know-how and the support and the process. And as a coach and as a creator of methods and processes, I help people clear blocks and reach different levels of personal confidence and commitment and growth that they haven't yet assessed. And I really kind of see myself as like a mindset shift ninja because so much of the bigger work is that. And if you can just allow yourself to just get through that assessing and decision of knowing why is it now. So instead of telling yourself now is not the right time, I want you to make a list of 15 reasons why now is the right time. And I want to see what comes up for you. That's going to be like your homework for today. Make a list of 15 reasons why now is the right time to hire the coach, buy the course, invest in the education, you know, whatever that's going to be for you. Start the podcast and start there and root into that. Root into the feelings that come up when you're writing that list. Root into just the tangible action steps that need to happen. And you don't have to get overwhelmed, but this is just to show you the proof that your time is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not next month. It's now, because we don't have tomorrow. We don't have next week. We don't have next month. None of that is promised. We don't have the privilege to wait until soccer season is over, or the kids are older, or the AC unit is finally installed in the house, or the this or the that, because then by the time we wait for that, there's going to be a list of other things and a list of other things and a list of other things. And then before you know it, you wake up and you're 10 years older than you are right now. And you're going to look back at your life and say, what just happened? Where did my dreams go? Where did my passions go? Where did this idea, this desire that I have, where did it go? So don't do that to yourself. Don't keep pushing your life away because you keep telling yourself that now is not the right time. Now is the time. You just need to give yourself permission to A, believe it, and B, start setting yourself up slowly but surely for the success to make now the reality that you say that you want. And so with that, my friends, that is the end of today's episode. I hope this was in service for you. I hope that it really kind of helped you start to think differently, feel differently, and hopefully start to do differently when it comes to timing and opportunities that we currently have in the online space, the opportunities to grow our brands and to succeed beyond what we've ever imagined possible. And most importantly, to stop making those excuses about it not being the right time. So with that, my friends, if you liked today's episode, please let me know that you did by screenshotting today's episode, tagging me on Instagram, letting me know what your biggest takeaway was, or if you want to, you can just pop in over to iTunes and leave a review. I love reading those just to see what your favorite episodes were, what your biggest feedback was. That also allows me to help kind of streamline how I create the content, because if I know that you're liking a certain topic or theme, then I'll kind of root into that more and make sure that I'm showing up to support you and what you need the most. So definitely pop into there for a review if you haven't yet. And until next week, same time, same place, I will see you really soon, my friends. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.